This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the third hour. Wow, that was interesting. Already into the third hour of this live Thursday edition, we got Glenn Spencer from American Patrol to talk about how the police chief of L.A. says, hey, there's no more borders, the illegals are legal, you got a problem with it, leave the state. He actually said that on local radio in a discussion. We'll talk about Arnold, who now says he's for totally open borders, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and read some of the quotes out of the Playboy magazine, it was one of their subsidiaries, in 1977, where he talks about the orgies and all the rest of it and the good Christian conservative he is. And we will also get to all your calls. So a big third hour lined up for you here. Let's go ahead and go back to Gary in Indiana. Gary, you were talking about how they announced on your news all these wonderful checkpoints, but I thought warrantless checkpoints is what they had in Nazi Germany, but I guess that's good now, actually.
Well, like I said, it's from Kansas City, and I heard it on the local news this morning, and it just encompassed just not one state. It encompassed all of I-35, and like I said before, on your vacations now, you know, you're enslaved to everything, like you were saying about the control grids and everything that's going up in the cities, but...
But the border stays wide open, yep. And at these checkpoints, it's been in the news, the police are ordered to release illegals, no licenses, no nothing, bald tires, 18-wheelers. It's been in the news. Sheriffs have complained. They're ordered with federal funds to go out and set up checkpoints, but illegal aliens are untouchable.
But they can frisk you and your wife, kids, and make you get out of your car.
It's all about letting you know how to be a good slave. It's about training Americans that tyranny's good. The federal plan from 1998 says that these safety checkpoints are about training you for internal checkpoints and road tolls, where people under a new national draft, by law, will have to volunteer, another doublespeak, oxymoron, to go out and search your car as volunteers at the checkpoints. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Let's talk to Tom in California. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to respond to that guy. He sounded like he's calling from the East Coast about saying we deserve out in California what we get. We don't deserve what we're getting out here. It is total chaos. I did not ask for Arnie to be running the race. He's running to Ross Perot, going to cancel out Tom McClintock, and basically he's been put here so they can get Bustamante in office. Nothing's going to change here. I mean, they're even talking about a new bill that I don't know if we get to even vote on it that's coming up. I heard for the first time this morning to let illegals vote in this state. I mean, that's how crazy it is, and I'm against all these.
Oh, they're going to merge it and set up Mexican polling booths to vote in regions down in Mexico, the dual citizenship, merging the two countries. This is all run out of Washington, folks. It isn't run out of Mexico. And the police chief announced, he said, illegals are legal. We're not stopping them. If you don't like it, leave the state.
I know, and I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm one person, and against all these people.
And we got hundreds of millions of illegals all over the world that want to come here. We got 40 million of them here now, driving down the wages. Look, I talked about my friend who manages the big apartment complex. Yeah. They've been told, you don't mess with illegals, 10 people to a room. But if middle-class Americans, Hispanic, white, doesn't matter, if they got an extra person, you a victim.
Yes.
They have, look, you go to the bank, an illegal walks up, no ID, gets a bank account. The
they
cops accept their fake, hold on, the cops
America,
pull them over, no driver's license, nothing's done. Cops, you know that's true.
They have Spanish-speaking lines in Bank of America in this state. I mean, it's just sickening. They hear this guy saying, I deserve this. I don't deserve this. I call my Congress people every day, and he's a big AFL-CIO supportive in his campaign. You think he listens to the thing I say? No. It's like, it's frustrating. He says frustrating from where he is. It's frustrating being in California. It's nothing but chaos out here.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. We got Glenn Spencer coming up, and I will go to your calls early. I know you've been old a long time, and we're talking about the open borders. And it's run by the government. It's run by the neocons. It's run by the liberals. It's the destruction of America by the globalists. So Tom, Robert, JQ, and others, stay there. Len Spencer is coming up.
Yeah, I've lost 10 pounds with the collagen aid so far. Give it a try. Worked good for me. I'm going to have to go get remeasured because my pants are getting kind of baggy on me. My stomach is not there no more. It's really very easy. Helps me sleep good, lose weight, tones me up. Hey, I like it.
Trying to lose weight for someone in a wheelchair is extremely frustrating, and the first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds. When I heard about the collagen aid, I heard this lady that had to be in bed all the time, and she was gaining weight, so she took the collagen aid. And so I called. The first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds, and I've lost 9 inches off my waist.
What are you waiting for? Vim and Vigor's collagen aid works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446, and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat the safe and healthy way with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The invasion of the United States by illegal aliens from every corner of the world, by the tens of millions, has been orchestrated out of Washington, D.C., out of New York. It is the admitted plan to drive down the wages of the industrialized world to bring us into a world socialist system. They can't have a middle class. And we've got LAPD Chief William Bratton. And again, if you're a police chief in L.A., you're a CIA operative, folks. We've done past shows on that. It was on KABC Radio with Ken Menard. And the caller said to the police chief, the rest of your arguments are humorous. They're here illegally. It's his job to uphold the law, Chief Bratton. And he goes on to say, if you don't like it, leave the state. We're not going to enforce the immigration law. And now they say leave the state, so folks like Glenn Spencer flee the third world onslaught, the bankrupting of everything, the criminal gangs everywhere. I mean, I've been to L.A., folks. It's turning into Mexico City. Okay, and there's 20 million new births a year in Latin America coming this way, China, Russia. These people, they say they're allowed to stay in apartment 10, but if you're a middle-class American, Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. They won't let you have 10 people in an apartment. These are set policies, folks. I know apartment managers here in Austin. It's designed by the establishment to bring America down. These illegals are going to vote for gun control, socialism. They're going to vote to take your farms and ranches. Just remember when they do that I warned you. Just remember. And we have got Arnold saying he's for open borders, gun control. Mexican state gives immigrants the vote now. They're going to set up voting machines in our country. We have got, now that Glenn Spencer and others have run to the new front after California fell, now the governor has announced they're going to legalize all illegals, accept them. They have more rights than citizens. 800-plus cities are accepting it. The Republicans want blanket, total amnesty, wall-to-wall destruction. But in Ohio, in Illinois, and Central Texas, hundreds of miles from the border, thousands of miles in many cases, they'll set up checkpoints, pull over citizens who are Hispanic, black, white, driving nice cars, throw your goods down the road. We've read the mainstream articles where police chiefs get mad and say, I've been ordered to let coyotes go, smuggling people to, at these checkpoints. Illegals are not to be stopped. The feds have told them. This is a plan to overthrow the country. Glenn Spencer, the premier expert fighting this total destruction, is on the line with us from his command center there in Arizona. Welcome to the airwaves, sir.
Alex, good to be with you again. Just got back from the border.
With your drones and the Denver Post.
Yes, we had a very successful test flight, and we had a reporter and photographer there from the Denver Post, and they watched us. They watched our ground control system work. They watched the UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, do their thing on a GPS, global positioning system, satellite navigation system. We were flying that UAV all over the place under automatic control, just as we said we would. And we had a reporter there and a photographer to document that this darn thing works beautifully.
And you've also got your sensors now right there where the tens of thousands are invading every day.
That is correct. And we're about to marry these two things, and it'll happen next week.
Now, of course, the government won't put...
We have sensors in the ground, and we're going to start flying over and sending live video back to America.
And, of course, the government won't put drones on the border. They'll just put the drones over us.
Right. We don't go anywhere near, you know, houses or anybody's
backyard. No, I understand,
backyard.
But I'm saying the government is announcing surveillance blimps, drones, ground-penetrating radar to look through our walls over major cities, but they won't do it on the border where they
right.
should.
Well, it's clear that, as these guys from the Denver Post said, he says, boy, you're cutting-edge technology. You're way ahead of the Border Patrol. And they said, well, that's not saying much, but you're right.
Now, Glenn Spencer, AmericanPatrol.com, AmericanPatrol.org, got links to you on Infowars.com. Incredible research material exposing the racist organizations that are funded by New York and D.C. to break the country down, balkanization,
yeah.
sacrificing America on the altar of globalism. This disgusting police chief, Chief Bratton, should be forced to resign for saying he will protect felons, and you've got his phone number posted. Do you have the clip? I know you got it on the website. Listen to it.
I don't have the clip. We don't have the actual clip. We got this out of California. It's here someplace. But it is what the guy said, essentially.
It's on the web, yeah.
Yeah, he said, this is the interesting thing about it. He says, inasmuch as California has pretty much indicated they don't want us involved in that issue, that is illegal immigration, we're out of that business. In other words, we won't report illegals. We won't say anything about it. If you don't like it, leave the state. Now, that is a complete lie. This guy is out from New York and took over the job. The last time the people of California spoke on this issue, they voted by an overwhelming margin of 60% to demand that local police cooperate with the INS.
But they don't care. They're just going to pump another 5 million illegals in.
So what this guy said in the LAPD, that the people of California have spoken and they don't want the police to get involved, is a lie. It's a flat-out lie. Now, based on this lie and the fact that they refuse to enforce the law demanded by the people, now he's telling the people who passed the law that he refuses to obey and to enforce to get the hell out of the state.
Well, I know you got the clips on the website. You've also got Mario Oblato and others saying the same thing. If you don't like it, leave. And you have the video, we've heard it here locally, where the Metro has the pictures of a blonde-haired, blue-eyed people with their heads cut off, and they have flyers with pictures of machine guns.
Oh, yeah, right.
saying we're going to kill all the whites.
This chief of police said, get out of the state. But here's Mario Oblato saying the same thing. Now, wait a minute.
We're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
You also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that? I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
How's that? Okay. Now, here is the co-founder of MALDEF, the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund, saying that California is going to be a Hispanic, and he means Mexican state. And if you don't like it, you should leave. You should go back to Europe.
Well, they all fly flags that show Mexico, and they hold up signs with pictures of dead white people saying,
right,
we're
right.
going to kill you, we're going
That's
to
correct.
Kill you.
That's
and Glenn, I've been out protesting the Klan. I've been out protesting these guys, but the media acts like you're racist if you fight against these racists.
Oh, no question about it. They can do no wrong. An illegal alien can do no wrong. There are no laws. There are no laws. They are above the law. They can do anything.
Did you hear that? I know a lady who manages one of the biggest apartment complexes in Austin, and they've been told if there's 10 illegals in that apartment, you leave them alone. But if the middle class renters, regardless of color, have one extra person, you evict them. I mean, they're actually the government. Why are they doing that, setting up a two-tiered system?
That is correct. I was stopped the other day. We're adding vehicles to our fleet. And I added a vehicle, and we added the insurance. And I was stopped on the 7th of August, and on the 8th of August, our insurance, proof of insurance, arrived in the mail. Because it was one day late from the time I got stopped, and I had no other ticket, no other violation, I had to pay $250 because the insurance came in one day late. $250. Do you know what they do if they stop an illegal alien driving here? They let him go. No license, no insurance. They don't care.
Well, that shows the double standard of all this.
Of course. They don't touch them. Because if they apprehend them, then they got to, notify in some cases the INS. They don't want to do that. And they know that if they apprehend them and find them and try to send the bill, they know they'll never show up. So they don't even bother with it.
And so the police chief says, hey, just leave the state.
Yeah, get out of California. But this is the irony of the thing. When we passed California Proposition 187, there was a provision in it that the people passed, and actually the courts allowed to become state law. Now, this gets a little arcane, but it's not too arcane. It's pretty simple. There's a new state law that was to crack down on these phony IDs, and it's California Penal Codes 113 and 114. And it's been on the books since 1994. And the LAPD refuses to enforce it.
Well, that's because the LAPD's been run by the Pentagon since the 1960s. And this is the plan. The plan's to break America up, get us all fighting with each other like the French Quebec. And that's the end of the deal. So now we've got Arnold. You've got on your website that he's Benedict Arnold. Why do you say that?
First of all, Arnold Schwarzenegger has said back in 1994, when it was popular, that he voted for Proposition 187 that would have cut off illegal aliens from the school system and from every other free service. He now says he doesn't support it, it's antiquated, and he says these people are here. I mean, to get the direct quote about the illegal aliens, should we have them stay here, which I think is the right thing to do? But how do you do that and then include them in our society? How do you make it official? How do you make it legal? Well, he wants to legalize.
Yeah,
right?
And the important thing here is no one's discussing in the national news that the state's bankrupt because of the giant third world population, that it's now a third world country.
That is the reason California is bankrupt. There are two reasons, you see. You have people that are coming in who earn next to nothing, pay no taxes, pay nothing in taxes, and and then use services, but then force out the middle class who have been fleeing.
Who can't even then pay the tax to pay for their bankroll then. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
If you're like most Americans, you've heard how low interest rates are these days, so why are you still struggling to pay off debt? Rates on debt consolidation loans are at all-time lows, so the time to consolidate your individual credit card balances, car loans, and other debt has never been better. And no one makes it easier than the Credit People. The Credit People offers homeowners consolidation loans that lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Fixed rates start as low as 5.25%. Slow credit? Bad credit? No problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no points or tack-on charges. Since interest rates have dropped, the Credit People has helped thousands of homeowners consolidate almost $1 billion in loan debt. If you're a homeowner and have outstanding debt, call the Credit People right now at 1-800-794-2858 and find out how much you can save today. We can take your information over the phone and forward you a completed application same day. Call the Credit People at 1-800-794-2858. Don't miss this opportunity. Call now, 1-800-794-2858. 1-800-794-2858.
The European Union. Again, the European Union. The Asian Union, the Pacific Union, the African Union, the Pan-American Union. The globalists have said that they're going to get rid of borders. They're going to get rid of sovereignty, okay? And they're going to bring in third world populations. You know, if it's Western Europe, they bring in third world Eastern Europeans. If it's a somewhat wealthy African country, they'll have a coup d'etat revolution, bring it down. It's about control. And now they don't just have dual citizenship with Mexico and California. Now they're going to have voting machines for Mexican elections in California. The merger's happening right in front of us. Glenn Spencer, talk about that. Then we're going to go to some calls. And also want to talk about your Arizona governor saying, hey, we're going to legalize all illegals.
Well, absolutely. We know that the Mexicans went to dual citizenship after the passage of Prop 187 in California. People have to understand that proposition, what happened to it, what the Mexicans did after it was passed, is a story in and of itself of the struggle of the United States of America to survive. The first thing they did after that proposition passed, they came out and said, and I've got all the documentation, we can't have this. We can't have the individual citizens. We've got the government under our thumb, but we can't let these individual citizens run amok and pass laws that keep that stop our invasion. So we can take care of that. We'll just flood them with our own citizens. So they knew that Mexicans didn't want to become U.S. citizens and lose their Mexican citizenship, and there's a good reason why. Because in order to buy land in lots of parts of really choice parts of Mexico, you have to be a citizen. You as an American can't go down there and buy property. You get all other kinds of benefits if you're a Mexican citizen. So they said, well, how are we going to get them to become U.S. citizens? Oh, I'll tell you what, we'll allow them to become, to remain Mexican citizens. We'll give them dual citizenship. That way they can go out and outvote Americans in their own land. What a great idea!
And then the police chief gets up and says, that's right, and you don't like it, leave.
That's
most
right.
Of the
what a great idea.
The
we'll just go in there, we'll just overwhelm them and outvote them, and the police chief will even throw them out.
Because it all comes out of D.C. and New York. Mexico's a shill on this whole thing. Why? So the elitists really are willing to totally destroy America and turn us into a giant Brazilian.
Well, they said that in Vietnam. We had to destroy the village to save it. Had to destroy the United States to save it, as far as they're concerned.
Well, and now the Republicans say they want blanket, total, nationwide amnesty
well,
for anybody.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's all for amnesty 100%. Is he, you know, he wants to give these people everything? You don't think he's going to tax California to death? You better believe he will.
Well, that's it. They're destroying the middle class, making them leave, and at the same time bringing all the illegals that want the goodies. Where do all these illegals think they're going to get all their free health care and all their goodies?
What do you mean, where are they going to get it?
I guess they'll just keep taxing and taxing.
Of course. Of course. It's breaking the back. Now, here you had yesterday on one of these popular TV shows, they had a debate they had a Supreme Court decision here in Arizona. The Supreme Court said that the people of Arizona had to pay for the health care of anybody who shows up in a hospital, legal or not.
And they said specifically the illegals will come driving across in a car with somebody's, you know, who's had a brain problem and go pay for it, and they do.
But you know, ambulances pull up to the border crossing right here in Douglas, Arizona.
No, that was on the news last night.
If there's an ambulance and a person is in it, the Border Patrol waves them through.
Now, let me tell you the difference, folks, because I've grown up, you know, Texas my whole life. You are a dog when you go to Mexico. You are a slave. You are evil gringo if you're white, or evil American if you're black or Hispanic. They will grab you. They will demand money out of you. They'll put you in a camp. You'll never be seen again, and your government will do nothing. Illegals come into Mexico. They beat them up. They shoot them. They put them in prisons. That's all loving and good. But no, we got to pay for all their health care.
It's insane. And so what does this guy say, on the Scarborough country last night? This guy
the Friends Foreign Service Communist Committee.
Yeah, Christian Ramirez. He says, well, you know, the United States government has a policy of keeping the border open. So you have to take care. He said they could close the border if they want to. And that's true. So the people, I've been saying this, I don't know when I'm going to stop, but I'm going to continue to say as long as I have a breath. Your government is doing this to you deliberately.
And the majority of Hispanics, the majority of everybody, are against open borders. Everybody knows it's
absolutely
bad. But the government, Republicans don't care. Glenn, stay there. We got some calls for you. We're going to come back and go to Tom and Joe and a couple other people, and then I got a bunch of other news items here. Just stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Been thinking about your health lately? Of course you have, because it matters to you. Unfortunately, the more you look, the more confused you get, right? Sifting through products.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we're back live. Got about 26 minutes left. This is our final segment with Glenn Spencer. Glenn, I got a couple calls. Folks want to talk to you here. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. And Glenn Spencer, we have won the fight when it comes to exposing what's happening. I mean, I read the polls, 80-plus percent of Hispanics are against the open borders and illegals. The media tries to make it a racial issue, and it's successful with some, but it's a survival issue. We cannot have no borders and be a country, especially when it's third-world populations. So why can we have 89% of blacks and whites, 80-something percent of Hispanics wanting the borders shut, illegals deported, but then this just giant, massive illegals from China, Russia, Mexico.
Because they don't want you to vote on it. In other words, you can sit and scream your head off and have all these polls, but what they do is very cleverly make sure you're never given an opportunity to express your feelings at the ballot box. That's why this California election is so interesting. There's only one guy running for office out there, and that's Tom McClintock. Tom McClintock is a state senator. And he said that if elected governor, he would send Proposition 187 back to the courts. He would enforce all of the provisions of 187 that are law.
And they're telling him to drop out instead of Arnold, a Nazi.
That's right. Benedict Arnold, who would turn us over to Mexico. It's the hat. It's the hat, Lee.
Got a lot of stuff going on. And
yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, the
I'm
dog didn't. That's okay. The dog didn't recognize the hat.
Going on. Anyway. This guy is ready to turn us over to Mexico. And that's why we call him Benedict Arnold, and that's his name. From now on, as far as I'm concerned, this guy is the worst thing that could ever happen to California. He was close buddies with Richard Reardon, the guy who endorsed Antonio Villaraigosa to succeed him as mayor of Los Angeles.
Well, they're buddies. They're buddies at the Bohemian Grove.
That's right.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle.
Oh, absolutely. And then, when Schwarzenegger named a list of advisors, he included this guy, Carlos Olamide, who I debated personally and took him apart on the O'Reilly Factor, okay, with Newt Gingrich as the host. This guy is a fifth columnist who was representing the Mexican government. And I went into it in detail in my video, Conquest of Aztlan. And so guess what Arnold does? He names him to his board of advisors, plus other people with close ties to the Mexican government. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy is Hitler's revenge.
Well, literally, he says he admires Hitler, and he hangs around with Voltaire, the former UN chief, a Nazi, married into the Kennedys. He is a Trojan horse, and you've got the Republican leaders supporting him. What about your governor in Arizona? Then we'll go to some calls. She's saying blanket amnesty. Anybody that can get here can be a guest worker. We're going to take all your cars.
Absolutely. What you have now is with Schwarzenegger there, Napolitano in Arizona, and you have Richardson in New Mexico. And, of course, we know that Richardson is a Hispanic, so we have him on tape saying that it's more important to act Hispanic than Republican or Democrat, and we've got to. It's unfair to attack illegal immigration. And so now Schwarzenegger has said he wants to join with these other mayors to make a deal with Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen, come on. Come on.
Now we
California
have our
has
government.
One last chance. I'll tell you something. If Tom McClintock was elected governor of California, he would save the state and save the United States. If he isn't, it's probably all over.
Yeah, Washington, the bigwigs at the Grove, and the Rothschilds that Reuters reported Arnold gets his orders from, they want the end of America. And so you've got a racist Bustamante and a Nazi like Schwarzenegger. They want to destroy America, and that's the bottom line.
Well, you see, the reason we say he's Hitler's revenge, and there's a reason for that.
He wanted to use Mexico, yeah.
No. You see, in Peter Brimelow's book, Alien Nation, he opens it up by saying there is a sense in which current immigration policy is Adolf Hitler's posthumous revenge on America. And in essence, what he says in his book was that there was such a backlash to Adolf Hitler's racism and xenophobia and nationalism, America just swung the other way. And this was then manifest in the 1965 immigration law, where we opened ourselves up to the third world to, in essence, say, we don't want to look like Adolf Hitler. But this opening ourselves up to the third world may have eventually destroyed, be the cause for the demise of the United States.
Now, the elites are for that because they'll be off in their ivory towers.
Of course.
Now, the elite wants to get rid of the middle class, regardless of what color you are. Well, my whole point about Arnold is he says, I admire Hitler. He hangs around with Waldheim. He's involved with all these people. So that's why I say that about him. And Bustamante, I mean, I've read the mainstream news articles about his racist activities. I tell you, Bustamante is an arrogant creature.
Mecha.
Pardon me?
He was a member of Mecha. Movimiento Estudiantil Chicano de Aztlán. I mean, this is the separate student movement that separates Aztlán, and this has been all the news lately on MSNBC, where they're talking about returning the Southwest to Mexico.
Which is what the government's doing because they want to break the country up. Let's talk.
And, of course, when Prop 187 passed, Bustamante, and we've got this tape, Bustamante went to Mexico. Cruz Bustamante went to Mexico and apologized for the racist Republicans for passing that bill. I mean, come on. He has close ties to the Mexican government. He is here to aid their invasion and conquest. And if he becomes governor of California, you could kiss that state goodbye. There would be no recovery. And then people say, well, maybe if he was governor, and in 3 years when the state's in really bad shape, then everybody will say, aha, forget it. Forget it. If he's governor for 3 years, you don't have a state. There will be no recovery.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is going to be a wake-up call for all these idiots.
Oh, wait. No, I don't think it will. I think it's only when the blood is running in the streets, but not just running in the streets. It has to be ankle high, right? It has to get above your socks for these idiots to say, ooh, I think something's wrong here.
Now, they're passing out the machine guns, the drug money, the flyers are everywhere that all whites will be killed when the order is given.
Right.
Exactly where are these orders to have a... to kill all whites. Where are these issuing from?
Well, that first showed up in El Plan de San Diego. That was right in the early part of last century. That said that there was going to be an uprising, and the first thing they were going to do is kill all the whites. That's what the Mexicans and Hispanics said that.
But that's a loving thing now, so.
Yes. And, of course, we've seen this in various, the rap songs and all of that. It's vicious movie. Music, rather, and lyrics. And it's not music. Rap isn't music. It's just yelling. So the thing is, this is. I repeat, I've warned about the demise of California. I've been doing that for 12 years. It is now dead. The only hope is if they elect Tom McClintock, there's a hope you can save the state. The chances are probably 1 in 10 that that'll happen. If you elect Schwarzenegger or anybody else, the state is gone. It's finished. It's part of Mexico.
And
in other words, I would advise anybody who is living in California, who is a loyal American, and Tom McClintock is not elected governor, to get the heck out of California.
Well, the police chief said it.
What?
The police chief told everybody to get out.
Yeah, I would listen to his advice, because you are going to be forced out.
Okay, let's go to a couple calls here. I promise I've been holding forever. Tom in New York, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is actually Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's cut through all the fluff, guys. And not one time in your conversation have I heard the word traitors to the Constitution. That's exactly what these people are. Need to emphasize it. I say it all the time to everybody in my circle. they are traitors to the Constitution. They're treasoneers. Am I right here?
My second video that I produced 3 years ago was called Treachery and Treason in America. It is absolutely treason. And it is also treachery.
But we've been saying all along, it is a global plan to break down all sovereign nations for the New World Order. They said it.
Yes. We are being sacrificed on the altar of globalism.
Can I give you a little perspective from the Northeast?
Yeah, go ahead.
A little town in upper state New York called Horsehead. Never thought I'd see illegal aliens getting piled in. I had a business. I paid my workman's comp. I paid my withholding. I find out the pizzeria down the street has got illegals. Okay, he's paying him cash under the table. Like, you know, come on, this is ridiculous. I never thought I'd see it here in upper state New York, but evidently, after I got talking with the cops that called the INS to haul them away, they say it's everywhere. It's everywhere, even in upper state New York.
It's more like 40 million illegals. 25 million of them just happen to be Mexican.
Red Dawn.
Look. They're firing everybody at the GM and Ford plants and bringing in masses of Poles from the old Soviet factories. They say that you think the outsourcing of high-tech jobs is bad. It's going to increase 7 times. That was the article yesterday. 7 times. It's only begun. Isn't that the case, Glenn?
Oh, absolutely. And it is our fault. The American people are permitting it to happen. They sit back and do nothing. Well, we're down here on the border. We've got equipment to find them, and we're going to do it. And you can go on to AmericanPatrol.com and then get into American Border Patrol and watch what we do in the next few weeks. It's going to be amazing.
Well, you've done a lot of amazing.
We'll stimulate the people to take action.
You've done a lot of amazing stuff. Thanks for the call, Bob. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad. Brad, where are you calling us from today?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'll try to be quick. First of all,
where are you calling us from today?
Oh, Illinois, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You're doing a great job, Glenn. I love listening to you. I just wanted to make just a couple quick comments, and that is, first of all, yeah, the American white people, the American stupid white people are the ones to blame. In the first place, we only make up 9% of the world's population, so that ought to tell the people who the genocide is being focused on, who the real minority of the world is. That's number one. And also, any white person out there thinks they own a home when they go into the real estate market and buy a home, don't they ever ask the question what they're paying to transfer on that transfer taxes? Every real estate contract has a transfer fee. Don't they ever question what that transfer fee is? They transfer title over to the state, so they never own their property to begin with. We have to focus and put the blame where it belongs, and that's the educational system in this country.
Well, let me break it down. I will say this. It is corrupt Anglo-American Europeans that have coldly decided to destroy the Western world to give themselves total dictatorship and power, and they're using the third world population as a tool to drive down wages, as a tool to do that. You're absolutely right. But look at the genocide against Indian, Native American populations. I know Glenn's worked with them. There's genocide against everybody. This New World Order is about trashing everybody's culture and getting everybody at each other's throats, and it's working like a charm when the real enemy is the military-industrial complex that is using this system. Glenn?
Oh, yeah, but I want to emphasize, you're absolutely right, but I want to emphasize the one thing that they fear most is the vote. And I want to say this again, that there is a once-in-a-decade opportunity out there in California. You know, I ran a recall campaign against Gray Davis over 3 years ago. We got over 300,000 votes. And I knew at the time the guy had a screw loose. This guy is out of touch with reality. Had we won that, succeeded in that recall, we would have saved the people of the America a lot of grief. But right now, there is a dynamic situation, a fluid situation. The power structure really doesn't have control over it. And we can use shows like yours and the Internet and AmericanPatrol.com to get the truth out and try to focus on California and get Tom McClintock in there. I don't have anything to do with Tom
McClintock.
But
you notice what they're doing.
I've met him a couple of times. If he's governor, it won't help me at all. I live in Arizona.
Oh, hey, Glenn, of course he's got a conservative record, but that's why they're ignoring him.
And everybody's got to focus, in my judgment, the top priority right now Forget about us down on the border. Forget about everything else. You focus, you get on the internet, you get on the phones, you donate money to Tom McClintock. You get people to send him money, okay, to elect him governor of California. If you did that, it would be a revolution in this country. It would save the United States
and,
of America.
And Glenn Spencer, we're in a race because they're putting in the touchscreen systems that they admit are fraud-based now.
Well, then you can overwhelm them. If you can just do that, one thing, elect McClintock, okay?
Glenn, let me stop you. Let me stop
you. You'll save the country.
Let me stop you for just a second because this is important. We have a problem here. The Republicans and the Democrats have said they're for open borders, end of sovereignty. So what do you do when you can't find the candidates, or Bush says he's going to target Tom Tancredo to be removed, or Senator Bob Smith? I mean, Bush goes after the real conservative candidates.
Well, they're going after McClintock. There's no question about it. But he's made very specific promises.
Yeah, but see what the neocons that are, you know, the passing
on the
headline.
No, they're coming after McClintock.
The neocons are up there with Arnold ignoring McClintock.
Of course, Fred Dreyer is out there, Congressman Dreyer. He is the worst neocon there is. And they're all lining up behind the Schwarzenegger. And he says he wants to have legalize all illegal aliens. That in and of itself would destroy this country. Would destroy it.
Well,
that's the issue.
Again,
but the media, the L.A. Times, ABC, CBS, NBC, they're frightened to death that this issue could get traction. And all I am saying right now, try to make, if you have any influence, you try to make get this issue and get it traction.
Well, exactly. But, Glenn, this is the point here. You're making great points yourself, but the point I'm trying to make here is that the people want the border control.
Right.
The recall is about all the illegal aliens. It's about that's what caused the budget
that's
problems.
Correct.
But the media is totally ignoring the fact that it's about illegal immigration.
See, this is an interesting opportunity. All right. You call it info wars, right?
Yes.
This is a real war. So what you have to do is use your radio station, use the internet, use faxes and emails, and let people know the truth and overwhelm the established media in California now. Now. And the nice thing about it is we don't have to wait long. We get instant gratification.
Well, I know that they're trying to make McClintock step down. He's saying he won't. How about Arnold step down?
He should step down.
It just came out about his orgies and his drug use. And
Did you hear what he said about cloning?
What did he say?
This was reported by George Will on ABC TV Network News. You know, some people are a little concerned about these stem cells they take from embryos. Arnold loves stem cell research. Not only that, he believes in unlimited cloning. And he said anybody who opposes it is a religious zealot.
He's a
sicko. Did you ever hear the movie Boys from Brazil?
Yeah.
Where they cloned Hitler?
Well, he's the product of an SS marriage. And, well, I'm serious. And, you know, he says in his book, Evolution of a Bodybuilder, that he hates Christians. He's a good neocon. Glenn Spencer, thank you so much for joining us. You keep it up, AmericaPatrol.com. We'll be back with a final segment.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites. Is lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
What would you rather do? Spend 10 minutes learning how to become debt-free within 2 years or spend the next 30 years wishing you had? The debt experts at StartOverToday.com can usually settle your debt for approximately 50% of what you owe, including their fees. They provide an easy, convenient, and financially intelligent financial wellness program for getting out of debt without filing bankruptcy in approximately 24 months or less. If you have at least $5,000 in unsecured debt, let the experts at StartOverToday.com use their negotiating skills to reduce your payments and effectively eliminate the interest you're paying. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call them toll-free at 800-251-1991. That's 1-800-251-1991. Startovertoday.com is an intelligent, ethical alternative to bankruptcy and credit counselors and can be your answer to living debt-free. Visit them on the web at startovertoday.com or call today, 800-251-1991. Don't consolidate, eliminate.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, folks. Back live. Thanks for joining us. Final segment. The show airs Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight Central. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to thank Glenn Spencer for coming on. Look, you can keep hoping it all goes away, keep thinking you won't get involved. You better stand up in America, no matter what color you are or where you're from. Your standard of living and your liberties are going straight down the tubes. Steel not seen as factor in WTC collapse after telling us that jet fuel melted the steel, which is impossible. Now they admit that that never happened and that was impossible. That's the government admitting that and saying they're not going to tell you why they exploded and collapsed. Falling faster than a bowling ball could fall. You know one of those towers fell faster than a bowling ball? Faster than science says anything can fall in Earth's gravity well? You go, well, then how did it happen? Because, well, if you blow out floors beneath it, the building will just fall into pieces and will collapse faster. That's the difference, see? If it's being blown out at the lower levels, then the whole thing collapses quicker. That is, the top piece still hits as fast as the law of gravity will allow it. Doesn't defeat gravity, but the bottom is already hitting the ground beforehand. Hence, you get the collapse in just over 10 seconds for an 1,100-foot building. It continues. But again, you can just believe that Bush is a conservative, if you'd like, and believe that Mars is Planet X and is going to get us. Believe whatever you want, folks. Okay, government loves you. Turn your guns in. It's conservative. And goes on to say, UK sell chemical weapons to the world. Sunday Herald, breaking international law. Britain exports lethal TCPs to Iran, Sudan, Libya, and Israel. UK sells bomb material to Iran. Israel arms to Iran. Inquiry. That's out of CNN. Arming all the enemies for war. Straw warns Iraq to end its nuclear program, and Queen in summit air terror alert. Australia has revealed it scrambled a fighter jet to shoot down an unidentified plane during a security scare at the Commonwealth summit attended by the degenerate Queen and her degenerate brood. It continues. And there is just so much here that I wanted to get to that we didn't have time to get to. But look at this. Scott social worker snatches U.S. toddler. We now have foreigners grabbing our kids. An international custody battle was played out in a small Scottish town yesterday when a toddler was snatched from its mother by order of a judge. Social workers staged a late-night raid on the address of Bridge of Allen, Strangleshire, to seize a two-year-old boy from a fugitive mother who'd been missing from the United States for 9 months. It goes on and on. September 11th terrorist suspect publicly announced attacks in 99. A witness for the trial, September 11th terrorist suspect, has been pressed by a judge from memory that he saw the hijackers predicted the attacks on the U.S. Of course, the FBI was ordered not to stop Al-Qaeda. I'm out of time. If you want to help us in the fight against the New World Order, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the new book we've published by Paul Watson, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. Get my newest film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, that covers government-sponsored terror, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, gun control, forced inoculations, you name it. And, of course, we're now also offering Fritz Springmeier's book, One Lies Illuminati, Tex Mars' great book, Circle of Intrigue. Again, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to check them out. Or 1-888-253-3139. Take action. Get the films. Get the books. They're unlocking minds. They're exposing people to the real political system. It's so important. 1-888-253-3139. I'm out of time. And again, this show's Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight. Be sure and join us. Spread the word about the broadcast and the affiliate you listen to us on. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can...